Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the radio program. We've got a great guest with us today. Dr. Erica Cosell joins us. And the topic, at least for this first segment, is helping children deal with stress. And Dr. Erica Cosell is a resilience expert, doctor of biology, and founder of Bounce to Resilience, and author of Miracles for Daddy, A Family's Inspirational Fight Against a Modern Medical Goliath. And as adults, most times we don't take much of our children's stresses. After all, how much stress can a five-year-old have? To a child, their stress is as real as ours is to us. Instead of oversimplifying your child's life, learn how to listen. And we've got Dr. Erica Cosell with us today, doctor of biology. Erica Cosell has two small children of whom she handles the stress of their very ill father on a daily basis. Dr. Cosell is here to explain triggers in your child's life that can be stressing them and strategies to help them overcome. Dr. Cosell, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Now let's talk about this, helping children deal with stress. What causes stress in children?
You know, I think pretty much the same things that cause stress in adults causes stress in anybody, but that we tend to negate that because they're just little and they don't know any better and they don't know what stress is or what the real world is. But it's certainly relative to the person, of course, but obviously very important for us as parents, aunts, uncles, teachers, to not discount what stress might look like to a child. So, you know, to us, a fight with a friend might seem silly in the grand scheme of things, but to a seven-year-old, this fight could be a huge source of stress in his life.
We've got Dr. Erica Cosell joining us today here on the program. You can get more information at bouncedtoresilience.com. Helping children deal with stress is the topic for this first segment. What are some signs that a child is stressed?
I think from my own experience and then talking with experts and doing research on the topic, that it's not maybe what we were led to believe. So I can remember, you know, maybe even before I had children or started learning more about the topic, signs would be, you know, they're quiet, they're reserved, they tend to seclude themselves. But really what seems to be a signal that your child is stressed is that they're just not acting like themselves. So this can be a child is just more excitable than normal. So normally he's very, you know, optimistic and energetic, and he seems much more so. So actually being active is a sign, and certainly the reverse is true as well, what we might normally think of as being intuitive, that the child seems to be more quiet. But the big point is that you just need to pay attention to the child that you know well and trust your gut that something is off. For me, one of the major signs that there's something wrong with my kids is when they start asking questions. And it doesn't have to be questions about anything big. It could just be they're looking for attention, and so they start asking questions. Well, you know, when are we going to be home? What are we going to have for dinner? And it's like this constant barrage of questions, and it's almost as if they're trying to connect with you and let you know that something's wrong without telling you that there's something wrong. And they might not really realize that something's wrong either. And so it's our job to help them sort of come to terms with what these maybe strange feelings might be and to deal with them in a healthy way.
Dr. Erica Cosell joins us, helping children deal with stress. How can the way parents behave contribute to children's stresses?
Negating what is significant to a child is definitely not a good strategy. You know, so I've heard people say things to children like, oh, you don't know what stress is, just wait until you're older, then you'll understand true stress. That is definitely not a good thing to do. So also not acknowledging that things are not good sends the wrong message. So there's a tendency for everybody to not want things to be bad and therefore to try to, you know, shove it under the rug kind of thing. You know, look on the bright side, things will get better, don't worry about it so much. And by saying those things, although the intention is good, you're actually teaching your child or your friend, whoever you do this to, an adult would be the same thing, you're teaching that person that there's not value in feeling bad. And sometimes part of dealing with stress is to be able to acknowledge the bad and move on. So I think as a parent, you need to make sure that you say to your child, oh gosh, this is really not fair, or I know things are not good right now. The fight that you had with your buddy Carter was awful. Like, that's just horrible. And then the third thing I would say about how parents can help or disservice their children, depending upon your slant, is if you don't show your child how to work through a process of stress, you'll definitely contribute to their own stress. So again, if you're trying to shield them from the bad, that's again, in the long run, going to not be good for the child. So instead of telling her, you know, don't worry about things, in an age-appropriate language, you should tell them, you know, mommy feels really sad right now because, you know, like in my case, you know, daddy's very, very sick, and, you know, he's not able to play with you the way that he wants to, and he can't walk right now, and, you know, so to acknowledge that you too feel sadness and stress, and then to, you know, sort of identify the issue and then acknowledge it, and that helps a lot. So just the fact that, okay, this is real and I'm sad, but we can deal with it, is going to really serve your child well.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line, Dr. Erica Cosell, BouncedToResilience.com. BouncedToResilience.com is the official website. Helping children deal with stress is the topic for this first segment. Let's talk about child's health. How does stress affect a child's health?
Like with everybody, big or small, we need to remember that it certainly does affect health. I think that's the first critical thing, is just the acknowledgement that if you don't deal with stress effectively, it's going to affect you physically. It can dampen your immune system, and it can lead to illness. And there's lots of studies out there, again, that regardless of age, that stress can contribute to chronic illness, these so-called lifestyle diseases. And also, kind of, again, an interesting, lots of studies coming in that stress is most often associated with identification of being unhappy. So, you know, helping a child look at an event, acknowledge it, take the power away from that event is very, very important in the long run.
We've got a great guest with us today. Dr. Erica Cosell joins us. BouncedToResilience.com, helping children deal with stress, is the topic for this first segment. What is the best way to handle your child's stresses?
I think just sitting with your child and just sort of being for a bit and see what that child says to you. Again, you don't really have to do anything dramatic or bold. Just sort of your presence can go a long way. So I think making sure to tell your child it's not fair, as I mentioned already, and you know that it's painful, whatever this event is that he's going through. And then again, just to sort of sit for a bit and listen. Sometimes I start talking with my kids about their father, my husband, and, you know, they'll say something, you know, yeah, it makes me sad that he can't get me. And then all of a sudden they start talking about something else. And it's sometimes related and it's sometimes not. Again, I think just providing this sort of open forum for your child and giving him even, you know, 5 minutes of your time gives him the message that, yes, you are important. The stress can go away if we deal with it together, and it's okay to feel bad. So I think that's really the best advice, is to really not necessarily have to do a whole lot, but to just sort of be present for your child.
Dr. Erica Cosell joins us. BouncedToResilience.com is the website. Now, the second segment, let's focus a little bit on her book, Miracles for Daddy, A Family's Inspirational Fight Against a Modern Medical Goliath. Tell us about the writing process for this book and why you decided to write this.
Well, the writing process was pretty easy because I was just sort of keeping a running tally of things to communicate to our friends and family who lived out of town. And so I sort of had all the major events of my husband's story. And his story started off with being misdiagnosed with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, after, you know, many, many months of trying to figure out what the heck was going on with his health, and eventually getting a diagnosis of chronic Lyme disease. And he was doing better for quite some time with treatment of that illness, and then he had this major crash that led to a tracheostomy, and currently, in addition to being ventilator dependent, he's not able to walk. And so the book kind of focuses on his journey, and so it's a little bit about Lyme, But it's also a lot about, again, the power of dealing with events in a way that you choose to, and being able to look at the good even if there's a bad event, and the power of love, and the power of, again, sort of uniting as a front, as a family. And again, I decided to actually take those original sort of notes and turn them into a novel, because I just knew from how people reacted to Jim, my husband, at work, friends, church, they were so inspired by him. You know, originally he had this 6 months left to live diagnosis, and that was almost 4 years ago. And, you know, nobody thought he was going to live for very long, and yet he was able to go back to work for a year. And every time people interact with him, even today, they just are just amazed at his perseverance and his strength. And I just knew that if people could read his story, that they could also get a sense of that inspiration and the, you know, hopefully willingness to fight their own battles and to persevere during their own tough times.
We've got a great guest with us today. Dr. Erica Cosell joins us, BounceToResilience.com. She's the author of Miracles for Daddy, A Family's Inspirational Fight Against a Modern Medical Goliath. And she's with us today talking about the book. What inspired you to write this book?
It was really just, again, as I indicated, Jim's story, I think, was just such a powerful story that I was hoping could reach other people and help them through their own tough times.
We've got Dr. Erica Cosell with us today talking about her incredible book. You can pick it up on Amazon. BounceToResilience.com is the website. What is the overall theme of your book?
I think the overall theme is power in belief. And so, you know, we're a very faithful family, and I have seen little mini miracles, as I call them, throughout this process that have helped us along the way. But it's not a religious book, and you certainly don't have to be, you know, a practicing Christian in order to appreciate the message of the book, which is really, again, that if you believe, if you truly believe and work hard and persevere, that you can make it through some really tough times. And not only can you make it through some tough times, you can gain a lot by going through those tough times, too.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. Dr. Erica Cosell joins us talking about her incredible book. Why do you think that this book will appeal to readers?
I think it's a rallying call that oftentimes we negate our own instincts. And this is a great reminder that your gut instincts and the, you know, the people that get sent your way and the messages that get sent your way should not be ignored. And, again, by sort of believing in your own power, you really can accomplish a lot.
We've got a great guest with us today. Dr. Erica Cosell joins us talking about her incredible book. Who do you envision to be the potential readers?
Well, people have told me, which is kind of interesting when they read the book, that it speaks to women and families. And I always thought that was kind of interesting because Jim, of course, is my husband and is a male, and he's the main character of the story. But the backdrop is definitely, you know, me as sort of his advocate when he couldn't be, when he lost his voice, when he was in a hospital bed and couldn't speak for himself, and all of our friends and family that have sort of rallied behind us to help my family. And so it really is a nice reminder. Sometimes, you know, people get isolated and sort of physically separated from their immediate families and the families in which they grew up in, their aunts or uncles, their, you know, brothers and sisters, and that was true for Jim and I. So my family's in Michigan, Jim's family is in Alabama, and we live in North Carolina. And so from the sort of surface, you might think, oh my gosh, these guys are sort of all on their own, but it's sort of been amazing how people have, you know, come helping us from all walks of life, our neighbors, you know, close friends of ours in North Carolina, but even our family. So like right now, for example, my mom's in town for a month, and we're fortunate in that our parents are all retired, and so they can do that a little bit more easily than if they were working, obviously. But, It's really been a nice journey, and again, all things considered, there's been lots of benefits from this horrible experience. You know, my kids see their grandparents in ways that they would never have gotten to know them. You know, we have this incredible love that's being shown for us that my kids, again, probably would not necessarily have seen in this way. And, you know, they're learning these powerful messages about how people really do care for each other and there are good people in the world, when a lot of times we hear so many negative messages. And so I think for that reason, because the family is such a centerpiece of the book, that it is a strong sort of calling to families in general. And I guess because women tend to be the purchasers of books by default, it sort of slants toward a female audience in that regard, but not really.
It's a great guest with us today. Dr. Erica Cosell joins us. BouncedToResilience.com is the website. She's the founder of Bounce to Resilience, talking about Miracles for Daddy, a family's inspirational fight against a modern medical Goliath. And she's with us today talking about this incredible book. How is your book relevant to today's society?
Well, everything is very stressful for a lot of us. You know, you've got all kinds of stressors going on with, you know, economic hardships. You know, fortunately, the government is back up and running here today, but, you know, that was certainly a major stress for a lot of people. And, you know, there's still all of this, even though there's recovery, it's still not happening fast enough for a lot of people. And so, you know, frankly, there'll always be stresses, and sometimes they're larger than others, but if you can learn how to deal with the stress more effectively than you currently perhaps do, then you'll be in much better shape. So regardless of whether there's stress right now in your life, if you've been fortunate to have missed some of the stresses, then that's great, but you know that they're going to come around at some point. So I think the story and the message is timeless regardless, but certainly right now the relevancy does seem to be sort of out there because so many people do seem to be facing tough times.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. Dr. Erica Cosell joins us. She is available at BouncedToResilience.com, author of Miracles for Daddy, A Family's Inspirational Fight Against a Modern Medical Goliath. She's with us today talking about this incredible book. Is there a particular chapter you'd like our readers to be on the lookout for?
Oh, I did not see that chapter, that question coming. One of my favorite chapters, let's see, let me grab a book so I can tell you specifically, but one of my favorite chapters is called Annalise, which is my daughter's name, and it is based on her conception and birth, and it happened right after, this is chapter 11, it's called Annalise, and it happens right after Jim got the original misdiagnosis of ALS, and I didn't think I could have any more kids. We had a tough time conceiving our first child, Braxton. And so when I found out that I was pregnant, I was just convinced that this was a sign from God that everything would be okay. And then when she was actually born, and what chapter 11 focuses on is that Jim was so incredibly sick. He had started his treatment for the chronic Lyme, and we had decided on two girl names. We didn't know if it was a boy or girl. She was born, she was a girl. We had two girl names, and we hadn't figured out which one we'd liked, and so Jim was like, just name her, I don't know, I can't think about it, and I was so stressed, you know, with this decision, and I ultimately went with Annalise, which shocked a lot of my friends, because the other name was the name that I, you know, had loved for a long, long time, and it's Dutch, the name is Dutch, and my mom is Dutch, and so it was to honor her heritage. And when I talked to my mom, she said, do you know what her name means? And I said, no, I just know that we liked it. It's a pretty name, and it's Dutch, and we wanted to honor you. And she said, it means gift from God. And it was like, wow, okay, everything is verified for me. It's going to be okay.
It's a great book, and it's a great guest. Dr. Erica Cosell has been our guest today. Thanks for being on, Doctor.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
BouncedToResilience.com is the website. Check it out at BouncedToResilience.com. Dr. Erica Cosell is a reliance expert, doctor of biology, founder of Bounce to Resilience, blogger of Traveling Troubled Times, and international speaker of Resilient Strategies. regularly featured on national television, and she's available at bouncetoresilience.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.